Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Brianna, hi. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I am good. May I speak with somebody in Spanish?
Okay, give me one moment, ma'am.
Hold on. Do you know Lena or Michelle?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. I could try Brianna in English. Can you tell me what kind of services do you offer?
This is a third-party call center. We provide customer service for different companies and products. Have you been charged, ma'am?
Yes, I have been charged for something that I did not receive, and I have been charged twice.
Okay, ma'am. Can I get your zip code so I can pull up an account?
It's 34743.
I'm sorry?
The zip code?
Yes,
34743.
And your first and last name?
No, I need somebody who can give me more information because that was on October. I can give you the. Okay, hold on. Anyway, you should have the information. It was the. Okay, my name is Laura Cruz.
Okay, ma'am, give me one moment. I'm still locating an account.
I have here the transaction number and everything.
Okay, ma'am, I did locate your account, and for security purposes, can you verify your address?
My address is 1001 Florida Parkway, Kissimmee, Florida.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see here on the account that back on the 17th of September, you paid shipping and handling of $6.70 for a pulsometer. That is a free welcoming.
For a what?
A pulsometer.
Oh, what is that?
It's something that goes on your finger and measures your oxygen.
Ah, okay. Uh-huh. And then what else?
Yes, ma'am. So by getting that, it's stated in the terms and conditions that you'll be enrolled in our Gadget Club with a monthly subscription fee of $49.97 a month. And every month you're enrolled?
No, please. I don't want anything. Delete everything? No. I don't want to be enrolled on anything.
Okay, ma'am, I can go ahead and cancel out your account so you don't get billed again in the future.
No, and then, anyways, that account doesn't exist anymore.
I see, ma'am, that you have a chargeback on the account, meaning that you disputed the charges with your bank. So for us to do anything further, you would have to have your bank give us a call and drop the dispute. But all I can do for you is cancel out the account.
Yes, cancel the account because you charged me more than twice. More than twice, $49.97. Well, you charged me on October the 23rd and October the 24th. That's for the one thing or for the enrollment?
The $6.70 was the shipping and handling. The $3.99 was the warranty. And the $49.97 was the subscription fee into the Gadget Club.
Yeah, but you charged me twice for that subscription.
Yes, ma'am. It's a monthly subscription fee.
Yeah, but I have it on October the 23rd and October the 24th.
Okay, ma'am. So I see that you were charged November the 21st and October the 22nd, but we didn't charge you again in October.
Where I have it here. I have it here, the paper from the bank, and I have it here with also the time, October 23rd, 2021, $49.97 at 2:46 a.m. and then October 24th, 2021 at 12:31, $49.97. Mm-hmm. Which is 106, right? 106 and 64.
Okay, ma'am. So I only see the two charges of October 22nd and September 21st. I do understand that you see something different on your end, but your account is in chargeback status, so there's nothing more that I can do on your account until your bank calls us and drop that dispute, ma'am.
So, in other words, I have to call the bank and let them know? So, I don't know what to do. I don't know.
So, or you have to call the bank. Or you have to call the bank and drop the dispute, and the bank has to call us letting us know that the dispute has been dropped, and then we can go ahead and proceed with the refund, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, Brianna. Brianna, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye.